Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Monday, the 20th of May, 2019. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hi. I'm a friendly fella.
I'm really glad you're here with us today. Also with us today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, I can't do funny voices, but here I am.
Hey, I'd say you've got a funny face every day. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
I was going to say, you're good at funny faces, right? We just can't hear them. So, all right. Well,
I've got a face for radio.
Some people do. The first thing I wanted to talk about today is there's a new bunch of video from Niantic, company that makes Ingress and Pokemon Go, and the latest iteration of that is going to be Wizards Unite, which is set in the Wizarding World and the Harry Potter universe.
Harry Potter.
Yep. Yes, Harry Potter. And it's starting to look as though wizards and witches are going to become known to muggles, and that's really bad. And so everyone has to help keep the wizarding world secret. So all wizards need to join together and sign up for this fight. And you can do that on the website for the game so that you could go play. But there's a tiny bit of information that sort of comes out of each of these. And then there's also just some fun stuff like two exceedingly fluffy kittens batting around a golden snitch, which is really hilarious to me.
Oh, I love that.
It's the best part. But they do have some cool things, like there's a book in a convenience store that starts snapping at the guy behind the counter, and some different ones that were interesting things.
The sorting hat on Vogue magazine, too.
And the sorting hat on Vogue magazine's cover, which I thought was really funny. They have all these little clips of things, and it's starting. They keep saying the game is coming, but my hope, since we see something that almost looks like gameplay in this video, that we will actually see more, that we're actually closer than we think, because they still haven't given us a date yet. There's an occasional beta thing that pops up here and there, and people get a bunch of information out of it, and then it goes away.
You say that we see gameplay, but we see gameplay
close.
in such a way that to me highlights the thing I have been complaining about when it comes to AR today, because we're seeing gameplay through stationary cameras, through like surveillance cameras. Is how it's set up to look like. And what we're not seeing is gameplay with someone holding their freaking phone in front of their face.
Right.
Right. That's my big, we need that next. Holding your phone in front of your face is just fine when that's all you can do, but we really need that next AR step, which is a form of lens that sits in front of our face and sits on our nose. You know, and that we can actually view the AR world through.
Okay. Do you think that's an accessory that's going to come with this?
No.
Okay.
No, of course not. Absolutely not. No. But only accessory that I have hope will come with this would be a wand.
Yeah. But it would be pretty magical if that was the thing we could make happen. I would give them that.
Yeah, Niantic's not the company to make that happen. It's Google was doing this with Glass, which I still don't understand why they canceled. Apple is supposedly working on something, and anyone who thinks that Apple's working on VR glasses is mistaken. Apple is clearly working on AR glasses. There's there's a world of difference between the two. And but it's going to, Microsoft could maybe do this. Oculus might possibly be able to do this. I guess I should say Facebook at this point. A game company, I don't think, is going to be able to solve the glass problem.
I don't either, but I'm just sort of hopeful. And part of the reason that I personally am excited about this is, first of all, it's Harry Potter. But second of all, because I've played Pokemon Go a bunch, which is sort of the previous iteration of what they're doing with Wizards Unite, and I never really cared about Pokemon. Like, I missed it age-wise and all of that. I never played the card game. I didn't watch the show. I didn't care about any of those things. So the game is fun, but it's not something that I'm super duper invested in. And with this one, I could totally get super duper invested.
You're,
like my only concern
into the world.
Yeah, my only concern, so to speak, about playing Wizards Unite is that that's where probably all of my Pokemon Go time is gonna end up going. And when I go outside to do stuff with my phone and play games on it, it's just gonna all be Harry Potter, and I'm gonna be stuck at whatever level it is I'm stuck at in Pokemon Go, like, forever, because I won't care about it so much anymore, because I'll have this other thing to play that's a lot more fun, that's a lot more interesting to me, because it's a world that I care about. Like, the only way they could have reeled me in harder is, like, here's a Star Wars game that's like Pokemon Go. That's the only way that this would be better.
Yeah, Star Wars doesn't really lend itself to the idea.
No.
But the one thing... Star Wars lends itself to VR, to much more to VR. Anyway, that's not the point either. The point is this trailer, when it shows us, it appears like our job will be to deal with these intrusions into the Muggle world.
Mm-hmm.
And to, so in other words, to cast spells in order to, you know, send the raging dog away, to maybe capture the snitch or do various things like that.
Which is an interesting
concept, I suppose. I think I would be a little more interested if we were actually though fighting dark magic, dark wizards.
Well, yeah, that's what I was wondering, because with Niantic's first game, Ingress, you could join of one of two factions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if maybe this will be in this game where you could choose to be a dark wizard or a light wizard,
mm-hmm.
because in the trailer you have like three dark wizards appear and they're fighting other.
Yeah
there's clearly, a face off in the game in the video.
Players. Those aren't AR representations. Those are clearly players in the trailer. Mm-hmm. To your point is what I'm saying.
But it does look like they're going up against each other, which makes me believe, at least if nothing else, there's different teams. So that might be
that would be fantastic. If it's both, if it's deal with these magical intrusions into the Muggle world and fight dark wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's going to be so exciting.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
If you choose to be a dark wizard, what the crap is wrong with you?
I would probably be a dark wizard.
I was going to say.
What the crap is wrong with you?
It's the young people, Brian. They have no idea.
I'll dress up as Grindelwald.
he is rather cool looking. But what the crap is wrong with you?
It's this the outfit.
Dark. It's bad. It's evil.
But bad guys get better outfits. I see where Andrew's coming from.
Yeah, that's entirely true. This has long been the case throughout history.
Exactly. The bad guys always have better outfits. I could totally get
behind
that.
Earlier, you did mention a wand controller, and in this battle scene, they are holding wands, so I'm kind of hopeful that they will come out with one.
Yeah, but are they holding phones in front of their face, too?
Well,
because if they're holding phones in front of their face and a wand, I'm going to get suddenly really excited.
Well, the girl is, it looks like she's holding something shiny, because I slowed down the video and paused it.
Uh-huh.
So, maybe.
Which girl?
The one in the yellow shirt.
In the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to 44 seconds in.
44 seconds. By the way, this is like, you know, Nerd Unite.
That's what this is. I will point out that we will have a link to this video in the show notes so that you can go through it frame by frame.
They're not freaking holding. Oh, she may be. Actually, to Andrew's point, she may be.
She's holding something.
The other people aren't.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But I don't. Yeah, I don't know what she has. So I don't know.
Because that's disingenuous to not show the players holding phones in front of their faces.
It's disingenuous. Andrew, you might remember there's one spot where it looks like there is a phone with a wand on the screen. It's like an illustration, but it's not.
Oh, yeah. At the end.
Yeah. Like near the. Yeah. At or near the end, there's like a phone with a wand on it.
Yeah.
Like just in the main screen area. So I did see that as. So in case you hadn't noticed, there are at least three people who are really excited for this game to come out.
I'm really excited. I'm super excited.
I can't wait to play it, and I will probably be willing to give this one a lot of credit, even if there's parts of it that I find a little frustrating, mostly because I think it's because it's a world that I have a lot more invested in than the Pokemon world, so I think this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
And be ready for another whole wave of people who end up going outside, because remember, that was the whole... That was all the headlines that came out of Pokemon Go, was they figured out how to get people out the house, even if they were taking their phones with them.
Hey, so to your, I can't remember, I think someone might have said this before the show started, but to the point that you just made about the wand and the phone, it's a wand that turns into a phone.
Aha.
In an illustration.
Okay.
And if I don't see in any way whatsoever that that could work in that you can't see what you're doing in the AR space if you're actually waving your phone around as a wand.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's hope that that's not their clever plan.
I don't think it is.
Please just release a wand that communicates via Bluetooth.
Well, you can get a wand remote control for your TV and stuff. That's a thing that exists. I
want to get a bone Voldemort wand.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
The movie wands stink. I don't like the movie wands. I don't like the movie wands at all. Not even a little bit. I looked at them at the Harry Potter world, which is just amazeballs at Universal.
It's
right?
Super good.
Like, that's just so much awesomeness. And I looked at all of them, and I'm a dork, and I have like a collector tendency supporter. And I did not buy a wand because the movie wands stink.
Huh.
I'm looking at you, Universal or Warner Brothers or whoever, Warner Brothers.
Whoever was responsible for the merch there.
Whoever was responsible for that.
Yeah. They're kind of eh. But we have seen... I'm actually looking forward to it one way or another, because we have seen some interesting Pokemon accessories come out. So I'm hoping that they do a similar sort of HP themed merch bonanza, and we get some cool Wizarding World, Wizards Unite kind of stuff that makes the game more fun to play. Yep.
That'd be great.
I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be super fun.
I'm looking forward to it too. It's so exciting. This is like there are so many non-game related aspects of augmented reality that will be literally life-changing, society-changing,
mm-hmm.
as they become mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is like the Harry Potter world is just super awesome fun. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And this is how a lot of that stuff's going to get advanced, is people are going to get comfortable with AR and the idea of it and making all that stuff work through things like games, like Pokemon Go.
It's
and
usually porn that pushes the advancements in tech.
It is.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's super not. So that'll be... I'm super looking forward to it. You can expect... I'm presuming that you can expect a Wizards Unite special once we all get it and nerd out and figure out what teams we're on and what wands we have and what house we're in and all of that stuff. Look forward to it. Or, you know, we'll just make sure to label it clearly so you can avoid it if that's not your jam. If you too are excited about Wizards Unite, if you have additional information you can give us, if you just want to jump up and down and be excited with us as we look forward to playing, you can do so by emailing observations@macobserver.com. You can get at us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Our other topic today is the opposite of fun and exciting, but because it's backups. Yeah. But hear me out. We actually have, Andrew, you have a guide, which is the lazy guide to backups.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear about that.
Yeah, so this... article I linked to, it's a News Plus magazine, so everyone might not have access to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from PC Mag. So they're writing basically three different ways to approach backups.
Mm-hmm.
There is the lazy person's guide, the Goldilocks guide, and then the perfectionist plan.
Yes.
And the lazy person's guide is basically what most of us already do. Like, it's using things like iCloud and Google Drive or OneDrive, you know, just things that you can turn it on and forget it's there.
Mm-hmm.
iCloud photos, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Time machine now, for your Mac for people who still have Macs.
Yeah. And the Goldilocks plan is like going a little bit higher in the tier, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. So that would be maybe using something like, what's it called? Backblaze.
Mm-hmm.
where you're not really backing up your files. You're just like backing up your entire hard drive.
Yeah.
That's like different than the lazy person's guide, because those are more syncing services. At least iCloud is.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the perfectionist plan, that's when you know what you're doing, like setting up your own home server, for example. And this one stresses redundancy, having three copies of your data mm-hmm. in different locations. So if you're mm-hmm. a perfectionist, you would want a local copy, a copy in the cloud, and then a copy on a hard drive at another location, like maybe a friend's house or a safety deposit box at the bank. Mm-hmm. So if there's something unfortunate and your house burns down or gets flooded, your files will still be safe elsewhere.
Yes. So this was an interesting way to start a Monday morning, because it turns out I'm a perfectionist. So
yeah, tell us about your backup plan. Do you have a home server?
I do. I do use Backblaze, because then I have it elsewhere. And one of the pieces of the Backblaze service is that for a small fee, if you need it, like if you're backing up your entire hard drive, for example, and then you lose your computer's toasted, then they will just send you a hard drive with all your data on it. So if you're like me and you have a 250 gigabyte hard drive and you have 240 gigabytes of data on it, then they will just send you a hard drive. You can restore from it and send it back to them, and it's a piece of cake. I have not had to do it, but I do personally know people who have done it, and it as a service, it's flawless. I use Time Machine at home. I back up to a NAS that I have that lives over there in the closet, and that NAS is backed up to a separate NAS. And then about once a month or so, I have a hard drive dock, and I drop a hard drive in it, and I make a copy of my hard drive, and that lives in another location. Mm-hmm. So I have one, a great big hard drive that's basically split in half, and my computer gets backed up to it on one half, on one partition, and Mr. Kelly's computer gets backed up to the other half, and then the hard drive lives somewhere else. We have two of them. So I will back up to the one now and then go swap it with the other one, and then the other one becomes the next backup, and that happens like periodically. So yeah, turns out I'm a perfectionist. Maybe it has to do with having done tech support for a hard drive company, and people would call in and go, well, where's all my data? Well, it's gone. Well, but I called you. Yeah, I can't do anything about that. So, I will point out that this is when Apple was selling Apple-branded external hard drives. And they were a gigabyte. And they were hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And people went, why would I buy a gigabyte hard drive? What am I going to do with all that space? That's when I was working for a hard drive company. Because that doesn't deep me at all. But it turns out I'm actually a perfectionist. Brian, how about you?
LOL backups.
So Brian is the other half of people. Like 50% of people have don't really have a backup plan, and the other half have lost data. That's really what it comes down to.
It's true. I subscribe to Bob Levitas's plan that he first laid out in macOS 7.6 for dummies, which is to back up everything on floppy drives daily. Have a rolling 7 days of floppy drive backups, and then once a week take my Sunday copy down to the bank.
Okay.
And put my floppy drives in the bank.
All right.
And then do that monthly too. And I'm kidding, but that was like the most obsessive thing. I remember reading that when I first got my power computing machine, which came with macOS 7.6 for Dummies, which I dutifully read, and I hadn't met Bob yet. And I was thinking, my God, this is the most obsessive thing I think I've ever read. So, but I clone my drive. Mm-hmm. That's my big backup plan. I'm the poster child of mostly irresponsible.
And Andrew, what's your backup plan?
On my Mac, I used to use Backblaze, but now we just back up to an external drive with Time Machine. Mm-hmm. for my iPhone and iPad, I use iCloud for the cloud storage. And then I also bought this wireless flash drive to have an offline copy of things.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
I think it's SanDisk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. Like, it's not, you could also get a Lightning flash drive. They make those.
Yeah.
But I wanted this one because it's like, it's still a regular flash drive. So I can, you know, plug it into the USB port on my Mac, mm-hmm. but it's also wireless. So
nice.
I wanted to like future proof it a bit.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you a bunch of questions about that flash drive later. I do have one of the Lightning ones. And it's super handy. And there are lots of other ways. Part of the data that I back up everywhere is a local backup of each of my devices. I don't rely on iCloud backup for that. So I have iMazing do an exact backup of each of those to my computer. So that's where my mobile, that's how I keep my mobile hiney covered by making sure I'm not going to lose anything off any of those. Which, and I mean, we've talked about iMazing before, but one of the great things about iMazing is the amount of stuff that it backs up. So it'll get everything and you can encrypt it so that your passwords are saved and all of that. And it's very, very handy to have that kind of thing. So, excellent. If I also want to hear about all of your backup strategies, listeners. If you're using Backblaze, if you're not, if you switch to something else, when Carbonite, when Business Only, and you have some different plan, we'd like to hear about it. If you're just paying for extra Dropbox space so that you can put everything there in case you need it. All of that stuff is valid, and we want to know about it. And if you have a particularly clever backup plan, we definitely want to talk about it on the show. I want to thank both of you for being here today. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see what your wand looks like in Wizards Unite. Brian, thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm coming after you, Andrew.
Uh-oh.
Coming after you, man, because down with the Dark Wizards. Thanks for having us, Kelly.
It's the better outfit, I'm telling you. I don't agree, but I totally get it, because, you know.
I just want to, like, suddenly appear in a cloud of black smoke.
I think you're going to figure out how to do that at some point in the near future. Like, some sort of effect for the morning meeting when we all show up. We'll see how that goes. We will keep you updated on that progress. And I'm pretty sure you can probably look forward to hearing more about Wizards Unite in the future. I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.